Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Hour 2, ITL on Sports Grid. That is us. It is Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh on Twitter at IsitTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports, patreon.com/ITL Army, and all the places, all the stuff. You can hear us in your head everywhere. You know who's going to have some time for us? Oscar Hunoa. Oscar Hunoa. Well, his name is frustrating. Oscar Hunoa. As frustrating, and it is brought up, and here's why we're going to do this. It has brought up a great question off air that we've got to come. We got to come back to this bit. I know we've done it before. I don't think we've done it in a long time because Hunoa injured himself in a Gus Frerotte-like way, in a stupid way, and it brings up the dumb injuries. And you want to start stacking where dumb injuries come from? Look no further than Major League Baseball, because the dumbest of the dumbest happened here. And Hunoa, who was having an absolute breakout of a year, he was playing incredible and awesome, slams his hand on a table, breaks it. And
I thought he punched something.
He punched something because he was so mad. And now he's going to be out for like...
It's idiotic either way. It doesn't really matter. So, you know, that's your pitching hand. And I mean, this is so obvious that it's even a line in Bull Durham. Remember when Kevin Costner picks a fight with Tim Robbins. Tim Robbins punches him. And he's like, look, it's another lesson. All right. When you get in a fight with a drunk in a bar, hit him with your non-pitching hand, you idiot. You can't hit people with, I can't keep giving you these free lessons. Right. It's one of those lines in the movie. It's so obvious that it's even a stupid movie line. So it's just so dumb for anyone to do something like this, but it happens constantly. There's always these dumb injuries
the time, and there's bad ones too, and there's ridiculous ones. We also had Jesus Luzardo hurt his hand on a table. We still didn't get the real story. He was playing video games and they're like, oh, he got up and he bumped his hand, but you clearly know he probably broke his controller and slammed his hand against the table.
Who was it? Lindor and Conforto fighting over a rat or Jeff McNeil, I guess it was.
Did we ever get the real story about that? Like, they're having a great time with it.
I mean, maybe we did. I was like, okay, they just obviously got in a fight.
They were clearly got in a fight, and then they just figured it out. Boys being boys, I suppose. But when we come back, we are going to look at
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Article on our friend pitcherlist.com from Ben Palmer of the 20 dumbest pitching injuries or baseball injuries that we can remember. We're going to talk about that right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. You can sign up and join the audio universe that is Bogman and the Welsh / In This League. We got a bunch of stuff. We got my top 500 prospect list, dynasty list. We've got extra secret comedy shows that you can check out. We've got live streams. We've got GroupMe rooms. It's a whole bunch. You can either come to get stuff, you can just support us, or they can go hand in hand. However you want to do it, check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Sign up today. Don't even, I'm not even telling you to wait till the beginning of next month. There's too much cool stuff that goes on. So just sign up, get in, friends, support your boys. We'd appreciate it. Patreon.com/ITL Army. The many, the proud, our boys. So, Bogman, he's had this on this list. You've been dying to talk about the Hinoa injury, I feel like, because you've had this on the list.
I love these. I love it when this stuff happens because it gives us a chance. And it happens so often now that, we've kind of run over it a bunch of the times. You know, I think when, who was it that got hurt playing Fortnite? Was that Price?
So, David Price. Yeah. He didn't get Fortnite. He developed like a
carpal tunnel,
and he played it so much that he had to miss time because his hand hurt or whatever.
Him and Strasburg and librarians. That's who gets carpal tunnel. Like I might have carpal tunnel.
I mean, I think I might
so be. Many Google sheets.
I was about to say, I think like we laugh about it used to be librarians and stuff, but we are all on our devices and video games, our hands so much that like carpal tunnel is going to be a massive issue, even to a bigger degree in about 10 or 15 years.
Yeah,
for a bunch
when
of
our
us.
Age starts getting old, for sure.
Yeah, I already 100%. Feel it, right? Feel it right now.
Dude, when I got my stupid COVID shot, my second shot, my shoulder hurts and my right hand hurts. Like it feels like it's swollen up. So I'm sure I'm going to have carpal tunnel. So that is
well, luckily you're ambidextrous in some
for that stuff I'm lefty, so sure.
he means writing novels is
yeah that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Of course, right?
Yeah. So but you love this, you've had this on the sheet, you're getting all like worked up about it, you want to talk about it, and we were talking about it off air and it led to this age-old question that always comes up where you talk about a stupid thing. Like this wasn't even the insanity stupid. This was just like, he was being dumb. He ruined his season. That's why I compared it to the Gus Frat thing. Gus Frat celebrates, puts his head in a wall, breaks his neck or whatever he did.
He gave himself a concussion.
He's pissed, punches something and he loses the season. That's super, super stupid. But you say stupid injury and what does everybody start doing? They start bringing up the ones they can think of. And what is like the first one? It's our boy. One of the perks in the ITL Army is you can actually watch some of this show that we do. You can hang out with us. And our boy Toft, I'll bet it'll be on this list, says, wasn't there an injury from a guy playing Guitar Hero? Yes, Joel Zamaya.
Zoom,
that
zoom.
Pretty much ended his career, I guess. But so it led us to look.
I think the shoulder surgery did that. But yeah,
we found.
It wasn't great.
We found an article from our friends over at pitcherlist.com. It's a year old, so at least it's going to have a bunch of the stuff. We filled in the, You know, we just filled in the gaps.
I mean, it was perfect timing a year ago because it was like right when baseball shut down. So you had have a list like this.
Yeah, I think this was like why they did it, I'm guessing, because it came out like in April, you know, so there was April 20th. So there was no baseball. And this is from Ben Palmer. So a little credit there. You can check out the article. It's 20 of the weirdest injuries in MLB history. Are you ready, Bogman?
Yes. Let's hear him.
I don't even remember this one. Number one, I don't know how they dictated it, if it, like, this is the weirdest or not, but Marty Cordova falls asleep in a tanning bed.
Oh, I remember that one.
In 2002, he showed up on the injury report as day-to-day because he fell asleep in a tanning bed, and as a result, doctors said he needed to stay out of the sun and he couldn't play outdoors. That's really stupid. That's actually a great one. I love
it. I mean, I didn't fall asleep in a tanning bed, but I've been so super sunburned before that I have been recommended to not go out in the sun. Like, I had to miss like 4 days of work when I worked at the grocery store because I was so sunburned. So they had me pushing in carts. So, like, you can't push in carts. And if that's what they're going to have you do, you just can't do it. So
can't go to work. Number two is a pretty hilarious one. Ricky Henderson got frostbite in August, as it said.
Dude, Antonio Brown did that same stuff. Remember?
Henderson fell asleep with an ice pack on his foot, and he missed three games because he got frostbite. That's actually scary to hear. You know how many times, like, I've had like an ankle thing, or I've hurt my toes, and I've like laid in bed with that. But they always the ice pack always melts, so I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's not, AB's thing was it was going into one of those cryogenic like pods without shoes on. That was how he did that. So
yeah,
these both sound not very realistic. You know what I mean? Like, did you really fall asleep with an ice pack on?
I believe Ricky would fall asleep with an ice pack on.
He is dumb. Yeah, so that might happen. Yeah.
Here's a great one. I remember this one. Matt Cain fell asleep. Matt Cain got hurt. He didn't fall asleep. This would be even worse. But he got hurt making a ham and cheese sandwich because he was in the Giants kitchen. He dropped the knife, tried to catch it, and cut his finger. But Cain.
I mean, it's literally a saying, catch a falling knife. You know?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't try to catch it.
He said, in Cain's words, I went, so wait, drop the knife, I'm sorry. That was stupid of me. I didn't even read the whole thing. That's what you thought it would be. But Cain says he wasn't trying to cut the sandwich in half. No, no. He said Cain is a fancy man who was trying to cut his sandwich like he's got class. He says, I went to cut it to make, he did drop it, but he went to make fancy triangles in the sandwich, and then he dropped the knife and tried to catch it.
Fancy, I mean.
Are you a cut sandwich guy or not cut?
No.
Because you know what? I prefer the sandwich. I don't have a preference of.
We're talking just your standard, like.
Anything, doesn't
bread.
Matter.
Right.
Normal
Subway,
good bread.
Subway is different. Like,
no, I'm talking like bread at the house. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a normal sandwich. I don't care if it's diagonal or across. I prefer it cut, but if I'm in a rush, we're not cutting and we're going.
Yeah, I don't. Sandwiches for myself all the time because I'm single. And no, I don't ever cut my sandwich, not once.
Okay. But I think that, you know, some people it's very, very important. Will Smith I think it was the pitcher, tore his ACL taking off his shoes. Apparently, he was getting ready to shower after a game. He was standing on one leg to take the other leg's shoe off. He pulled hard, and he said his knee just went up and popped.
That sounds like something that happens to your grandfather. You know what I mean? Like, well,
I can see
yeah,
myself doing that.
Tried to stand up too fast, and I fell over, you know, because of my high blood pressure. Like, that sounds like something like that.
I definitely think that's one I could do. Number five was actually the David Price and Joel Zamaya both getting hurt playing video games on here. This is one of the best ones of all time. Number six, Trevor Bauer cut his finger fixing his drone.
Yes. I mean, I wish it would have cut his finger off, but yeah.
I'm not going to be that mean or anything like that. I just wish he was like mature and didn't play with his drone.
Non-pitching hand, right? Wasn't it his non-pitching hand?
I don't know. Apparently there's a picture of it and I will not click on it. That's the other thing about doing this story that's difficult for me is I have to avoid when I do weirdest that it's not the worst injuries, because that,
oh yeah, yeah,
I will cancel myself if that happens. Number seven, Glenn Allen Hill falls through a glass table because he had a nightmare.
That I remember. Didn't he have, like, wasn't it a nightmare about spiders crawling on him or something?
Yeah, he says he was being attacked by spiders. And
yeah, yeah. That's probably the craziest one. Is that, you know,
that might be.
And by the way, like, how intense is that dream where you fall through, like, is his glass table right next to his couch or his bed? Like,
that's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that's so amazing. He probably got up and like, and then fell through it. Real quick.
Imagine going into your manager's office and trying to explain that the next
time. I mean, it's incredible. Sammy Sosa, number eight, sneezed so hard he threw his back out. Brian Roberts at nine got mad, hit himself in the head, giving himself a concussion. And then number 10, Jason Isringhausen broke his wrist punching a trash can and then also got tuberculosis.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah, he got tuberculosis. Decided to scratch off part of his...
Jason Isringhausen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fourth in like 1909 when he did this? Like,
I don't
ridiculous.
Know. Well, actually, it's funny. Ben in the article says he'd scratched off his Oregon Trail disease bucket list by getting tuberculosis. I'm not sure where they correlate.
And
but
then
I
he
guess
died of dysentery.
I guess it did not make it. We got to go break. When we come back, though, we'll look at the neck. We'll do a quick look at the next 10 to see if they even compete with Glenn Allen Hills. And then we got a little bit of football action, maybe a little basketball. So don't go anywhere in this league. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Don't miss any of the action with ITL by making sure you are subscribed to the podcast. This podcast that you're listening to right now, this radio show that is on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego and other places. Make sure you're subscribed here. You can go back and listen to all of our chaos with no hitters and everything, or whatever it is, and all the other podcasts as well. You can go check out the ITL Baseball Prospect One if you've got a baseball fix in you, but we got plenty of others. Just search In This League in Action. So we were talking about the dumbest injuries in baseball history. So far, all just trounce Hinoa. Hinoa is just like classic stupid. But the top 10 that we heard, I think we both agree that Glenn Allen Hills might be the best, where he was... Yeah. He woke up the having a nightmare about one. Spiders. Yeah. I mean, I really appreciate that. God, that's so good. I wonder, I mean, you know how my mind works like this because I love like autographs and memorabilia. I wonder if he has like an inscribed auto where he'll just draw a picture of a spider or something for you. I would pay for that. I would totally.
That. Or just like, has anyone had him sign Arachnophobia movie cover, right?
You know, or sign like a glass table. Just sign like a glass table or something like that. All right. So real quick, I'm going to do them in little bunches here. Let's see if any of them compete. This is 11 through 20 article on pitcher list from about a year ago by Ben Palmer of the weirdest injuries. Number 11 was Tom Glavin eats bad airplane food, throws up so hard he broke his rib. Is that true?
I mean, I have thrown up that hard before where I I'm pretty sure I like fractured a rib.
Wow, so. that one's really good. Kevin Mitchell chipped his tooth on a microwave donut and needed a root canal.
Microwave donut?
Ew, it's so gross.
I don't like. How do you microwaving a donut? Like the only time I've ever heard about that was in 30 Rock, where I think Jack Donaghy was explaining something to Lemon. For any of you that have watched 30 Rock, that's Tina Fey's character and Alec Baldwin's character, and he's talking about how you have to eat this in the summertime while watching, you know, the waves crash or something. She's like, I don't know, you ever microwaved a donut? You know, it's pretty solid.
I mean, I get the logic of it, especially like the classic, like, you know, like Glazed. The Krispy Kreme ones, like you pop that in for a second. So I think that's what it is. I'm not sure that's what they're talking about.
I mean, did a screw fall in it or something? That's crazy. I mean, I chipped my tooth on a Sour Patch Kid in a movie theater. It was hard. And I bit down on it and it cracked my tooth.
That's brutal. Number 13, Salvador Perez tore his MCL carrying his luggage. That one's kind of dumb. Brandon Morrow took off his
You're like, pants. Hey, anybody could do that. Anyone gets hurt carrying their luggage. That's something that happens all the time.
Brandon Morrow took off his pants and hurt his back. He said at like 3 a.m. he was in the closet. Got my right leg off. Left one just fell like a spasm in my back.
You put your left leg in and your left leg out, and then you go on the IL.
Jonathan Lucroy was this is what I love about baseball. They don't just go. Like, I said this the other day with like Hunoa, or no, with the Lizardo one. Really just say the guy broke his hand, but we always get the backstory, which is so incredible, which I feel like we don't get everywhere. Jonathan Lucroy was searching for a sock and ended up breaking his hand. He said it happened when he was searching for one of his socks under his bed, and his wife moved a piece of luggage that then fell on his hand and caused a boxer's fracture is apparently what they said. That's amazing.
I mean, that is... maybe that's true, but I feel like that is so specific. That has to be true, right?
Yeah, I think you wouldn't do that. Speaking of specific, Carlos Correa, super intense massage, broke his rib. That's on the list.
So that's the most ridiculous one.
Yeah.
And also one of the least believable, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I probably was getting a massage. It might not be the exact same one that we're thinking. This one is interesting. They say Jeremy Affelt everything. It said, I'm going to read this. Jeremy Affelt, blah, blah, blah. He says, we're going to go chronologically. First, there was his run-in with a couple of frozen hamburger patties in 2011, where Affelt was trying to separate them with a knife and ended up gashing his hand. He had nerve damage.
That is absolutely something I would do.
Yeah.
Like, I have almost cut my fingers off doing stupid stuff like that before. So, it's always one of those things where you do something like that, and then you're like, if I would have just cut one of my fingers off, how do I explain to people that would have happened? I have to make up a person came in here and stabbed me or cut my finger off or was torturing me. I can't tell people that I did this to myself.
Yeah, it's not good. The others, in 2012, he came home from a game, was greeted by his son. His son ran to him, and then he shifted his weight. His knee popped, and he sprained his MCL. And then, as it said in the article, there's more. Affelt was playing with his kids at a lake, slipped, stepping off an inflatable platform, which supplicated his left knee. And
dude, this sounds like,
this is
this crazy. Sounds like, you know, the kid in school whose dad was like 55 when he was like 5, you know what I mean?
He's trying to keep up with
the kids and everything, and he just keeps getting hurt, and it's like, you gotta quit trying to play with these kids. You're too old for that stuff now.
The last three, Blake Snell moving decorative stand in his bathroom, breaks his toe. Giannis Cespedes had the encounter with the wild boar and fractured his ankle. And then finally, Madison Bumgarner rents a dirt bike, crashes it, and sprains his shoulder out for a long time. Probably used the name Mason Saunders in the rental.
This list did not include my favorite one of all time, which was...
what's your favorite?
Clint Barmas, the year after winning Rookie of the Year, carrying deer meat up to his cabin, and it was too heavy. Roof. Yeah, he fell back on the staircase, right?
No, there's a baseball player that fell
cracked
through
his collarbone.
See, let's hold on. Baseball player falls through roof. I know there's a story about that. Yeah, here it is. This might be on the list. A Royals reliever falls through a barn roof, carries on tradition of weird spring training injuries. It was Brian Flynn. So Brian Flynn, yeah, he broke his rib and three non-displaced fractures. He says he was working on his barn and fell through the roof. So, okay, so for whatever reason, I was putting those two together. But you're right. The Deer Meat Clint Barmus is probably the top three. The Glenn Allen Hill might just be my favorite. There's some hilarious ones on here, but the Glenn Allen Hill one is a personal favorite of mine.
What's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself?
I know you
had a lot of these because sometimes you're like a giant baby giraffe, you know what I mean? But what's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself?
I hurt myself in so many stupid ways. I get hurt in so many
ways. I know
so
your kids hurt
ways.
You. Didn't your daughter drop something on your toe?
It was like Christmas Eve night, and she had opened up one of those Razor scooters, and I didn't have shoes on, and she drove right by me, fell over, and completely crushed my toe, full weight of the metal on it. But here's the one that comes to mind. When you said that, because again, tons of insanely stupid injuries. But when I was probably 18 or 19, I was at this recording school and we decided to play a pickup game of football, like all of us, like all the engineers and stuff. So I suggested the park that you and I always played at. I had what was probably the oldest, most ridiculous pair of shoes on, and my girlfriend there at the time. I got there early. I'm ready to prep. You know how I am. I'm gonna get ready, and I'm throwing a couple, and then I start to. I don't know why I was doing this. I'm like, I'm going to do some. I'm gonna like back up as a quarterback. You know, a couple back steps and then throw. The first back step I do, I slip, fall backwards. And tore ligaments in my thumb, and then playing. Also, on New Year's night, after working a radio station at midnight, I did a little hop, step, and a jump on a curb, just like, hey, I'm home. Wee! Slipped and tore a ton of ligaments in my ankle and was in the hospital because I did a little hop, skip, and a jump.
Good Lord. I never had anything that serious.
I fall down hills. I slam fingers in doors. It never stops, Bogman. It never stops.
I've never had that. I've had a couple of work things where one where I was delivering pizzas to an apartment complex, and I went to walk up to the door of this big building, and it had been raining in Arizona, which is super rare. And I had these slick shoes on, and as soon as I stepped on the certain tile, I went up like a cartoon character. Mm-hmm. Like I heard the like whip sound and everything, and I was horizontal, like 3 feet in the air. The bag of pizzas that I had flipped upside down completely. I landed straight on my back, and then all of the air went out of my lungs, and I was like that, and it had just stopped raining, so there were like five people out walking their dogs to take them to the bathroom because it had just stopped raining. And the mail carrier walked over to me and was like, hey, man, are you OK? I'm like, I'm just embarrassed. I'm OK. I'll be fine. I'm OK. I swear. There is
literally nothing worse than people checking on you. There's no worse
when
feeling.
You do something that stupid.
Well, right. I told you on this last Thanksgiving that morning, I was like, I'm going for a run because I am, you know, I was hardcore about stuff. And I'm like, we're going to do some damage on Thanksgiving. And I'm going to do the 7 mile hike thing, not just a run. I was going to go hiking, but I did running on some of the trails. I am 10 minutes in to it's just a path. All it is a path. Headphones in, water bottle, family coming up, and I just down. And then I couldn't get up. And then when I finally got up, I had headphones in, and just the poor woman just goes, and she didn't even do it like nicely. She's like, you all right? And I was just like, yeah. And then I'm bleeding just absolutely everywhere. But I laid there with my head in the gravel, knowing there is a family in front of me that just watched a 6'4" monster just tumble for no reason on earth. It was like those stupid videos where someone would put like a sniper and I just fall. That's what
I had one where I know we got to go to break, but I had one where I was cleaning my fish tank. I had a big thing of water. I slipped. I hit the ground. I dumped the water out on my power outlet, and I had to go to Walmart to buy a new power outlet at 3 a.m. because all my fish and coral would have died if I didn't go get the pumps working right.
Hey, so. 30 more minutes left in this hour. Lots more injuries to come, probably. No, we got to go to break. We'll be right back right here on ITL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Friendos, it is In This League. We're back. It's Bogman Welsh. You know, the announcer just said our names, probably, and like ITL, so you're aware of all the things. So thank you for sticking around. Bogman, I had so much fun talking about the injuries. All I could do was just think about all the other ways I've been hurt. And I've been hurt, really all of them relatively stupid, so many times that I can't even like center it anymore. Like I kick things so much. I literally couldn't pin down. If I were to make a list, I could probably make a top 20 list of insane, dumb, weird injuries that I have had. I've never fallen through a roof or got hurt carrying deer meat or anything like that, but plenty of other ways. So that was a fun segment. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of those, and there are plenty of those like goofy moments where you hurt yourself and the first thing you do isn't to check on yourself. You look to see if anyone saw you. You're like, God, please, no one saw me. Please,
it's the most important thing. It's the most important thing. Like, how embarrassed do I need to be?
right. Exactly. Yeah. Or have you ever had that thing where, because I cut my finger once at work on a box when I was working at the grocery store. I was in the back. I was opening these egg crates and, you know, you just do it with a little knife. Zip, 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 zip. I got my thumb a little too close one time because one of these parts wouldn't cut through the cardboard. I got my thumb a little too close and it felt like just a little tiny pinch, you know? And I was like, did I just cut myself? And then I look at my thumb and I didn't see anything. And it just starts bleeding everywhere. It was one of those. So I've had those too, where it's like, did I just hurt myself? Oh yeah. That's not great. So
The San Francisco 49ers, their cuts are deep and their cuts are not, holding back.
Real,
Well, the cuts are, I'm trying to think of the word. I can't think of the word right now, but it's like, you know, if you don't cut and then wait to see it, it's immediately happening. You pointed this out to me. I had not seen this. I think there's two kind of big NFL things to hit, but you wanted to hit this is my team. Obviously, the 49ers made a big move to drafting Trey Lance. Some believe Trey Lance could be the quarterback actually from day one. The 49ers cited they wanted him over Mac Jones, even though Mac Jones, you know, in his program, they thought Trey Lance was more ready to go right now. So that's all to be said. You had Shanahan kind of be like, oh, it's great to have Garoppolo back, blah, blah, blah. Then this article comes out. You found it on The Score, where apparently John Lynch told Jimmy Garoppolo that the 49ers would draft a quarterback with, quote, "It's hard to keep you on the field." That is a wild truth that we're getting here. And here's the, I'm just going to read this quote, Boggs. It's super mean. Like everyone in the planet wants to tell you.
It's also super
true. Well, I'm going to read you the thing, but everyone on the planet wants to be like, oh, you know what you got to do? You got to take like constructive criticism and stuff like that. And like, to a degree, I think that's right. Like I'm really bad about criticism, even when it's in a constructive way. So I know I need to be better, but people think like their goal in life is to be like, I'm going to tell it how it is and tell it the truth. And it's like, you know what that is? It means you are disliked by so many people and you are not fun. And I don't want you around when you do that. John Lynch is kind of doing a little bit of that. You want to hear this quote here?
Yeah.
This is, according to Kevin Patra of NFL.com, this is John Lynch talking, saying, quote, "From day one, we've been upfront with Jimmy. When I went to Jimmy, I told him the truth, like, look, we have made a decision that we're going to pursue a quarterback this offseason. You know, Jimmy, when you've played, you've been tremendous, and the record speaks to that. We feel like there's room to grow. The biggest thing has been it's hard to keep you on the field. That's not an easy thing to tell a player, but Jimmy took it tremendously. I mean, in context of the whole thing, it hurts a little bit less because you could construct that simply as an injury-based thing, which I think most of it is, but he's implying like it's also hard to keep you on the field because of how inconsistent you are.
Yeah, well, I think it's more of an injury thing. So it's like a, hey, and if that is why he said that, because it's hard to keep you on the field, which it has been, obviously. I mean, he had the injury last year. His he didn't play. What was it? He played four games with the Niners after the trade, was undefeated, and then blew out his knee. Is that what it was? His first season or whatever. So he's had that. He was banged up last year. We've seen so much of Nick Mullins. You know, we've seen way more Nick Mullins than we ever had need or want.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like Nick Mullins, but come on, man. Like, he's not an NFL caliber quarterback. So better than Mason Rudolph. I'll trade you Mason Rudolph right now for him, Welsh, if you want. So,
I don't think we have Nick Mullins anymore. So,
okay. Well, I mean, I would cut Mason Rudolph for Nick Mullins then. But anyway, you know, there's enough of that going around. This felt like the mad real world to me. You know, when people stop getting polite, stop being polite in S and start getting real, mad real, you know, mad real world, Hoboken, New Jersey, this one, that's the one that John Lynch is at. So, I don't know. I just, you know, you think, and it's an old school thought, right? So I don't want to be like Tony La Russa, but you just think about even 10 to 15 years ago, if you had a quarterback just take you to the Super Bowl, that guy is your quarterback until he can't play anymore. It's just the way that quarterbacks used to be seen. And they're not anymore. They're not seen like that anymore. A lot of the times it's that, hey, we have a great team. Our quarterback blew it, or our quarterback didn't win it for us. Is that the spot we need to get better at? And it seems like more and more teams are taking that approach, and that is exactly what we're seeing from the Niners. So I know you were kind of frustrated with the Niners pick of Lance. I don't know if you've come around on it anymore or what your thoughts are, but would you rather have somebody else besides Jimmy G, or what is your thought process on Lynch saying this to his player? I mean, this is your team it's happening to. So Lynch saying this about his player and then going and trading so much to get Lance up to that spot.
I don't love the idea that the context of this is blown out a little bit, like, cause then it follows up with saying, you know, that, hey, here's the good news. They don't want him to go anywhere. They want him to be there. And at the end says Lynch had said in February that if he's healthy, Garoppolo will be the starter in 2021.
Obviously, I mean, to me, that's all a bunch of nonsense. You sure. Sure. And it's fine. Free overall, you know,
but cause you the want thing I'm happy there. About with having Garoppolo is that he, after this was said, that he is ready to help Trey out in his transition from college.
He's
to
no
NFL.
Joe Flacco.
No, and that's sure. Key. There's so many quarterbacks out there like Flacco. I think guys like Rodgers, you know, Rodgers experienced it with Favre and stuff, that they're not here for that. They're not going to have any of that. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, sees his place. And I think that's like, what can Garoppolo argue, especially if you just focus that as an injury thing? What can Garoppolo say? Like, hey, dude, it's hard to keep you on the field. We got to protect ourselves. He's just like, yeah, probably, and knows it's a business and stuff. So, no, I think it's fine. I don't really care. I want competitive guys, though. And I don't know. I think there might be a question on the competitiveness of maybe Jimmy Garoppolo in some of that. Like, you know, don't take that sitting down. You know, your GM just said like, yeah, you know, we're going to take another guy and you're hard to keep around, but hey, bud, you know, keep up the good work. Like, that's not like the type of stuff I'm looking
bud
for him.
I bet he did. When he did it,
he's John like, Lynch, all right, bud. 100% a bud guy. No doubt in my mind. Not saying friend, not saying pal. He's a bud guy for sure. But I can get over. You know what I would like, by the way, which would make me a little bit more excited and no shocker to you, is I can completely redeem yourselves if the 49ers would maybe jump into these talks about Julio Jones, because the other big NFL news that has sparked over this last week is coming out of The Athletic. Jeff Schultz, who covers the Atlanta Falcons, I believe, or just covers stuff at The Athletic or maybe Atlanta Sports, reported that Atlanta is still still looking to move Julio Jones. One of the quotes from the article says the Falcons would like to trade Julio Jones. Jones's availability on the trade market has been clear almost the entire time that Terry Fontenot and Arthur Blank landed in Atlanta and realized the extent of their salary cap problems. So this wasn't just a draft day issue. Hey, they'll move on. We took Kyle Pitts. We got a great offense. No, they are still in active reception of moving Julio Jones. So get me some Julio Jones with Trey Lance.
So let me just, this is what's frustrating about you is your team has Debo. They have Brandon Ayuk. They have George Kittle. They just traded a bunch of picks. So they don't have a lot of capital over the next couple of years.
And you know, what look great with all that, you know, we look great with
all of that capital to go get Julio Jones. And you know, exactly what would happen if they traded for Julio. He would play four games and then tear his hamstring and not play again.
Here's why I want that to happen. Because I do not think Julio Jones costs you what you are even thinking they cost you. And I could be wrong. And maybe that's
so
the
you
holdup
think it's
here.
Like a third round pick? Because you're taking on the salary?
I think Atlanta, at the end of the day,
I think if he was
that
cheap, wouldn't he have been dealt during the draft?
But I think that's part of the problem. I think Atlanta they know the perception. If they go and trade with the cap number that Julio Jones has and stuff like that, you know, an NFL team is not going to play probably more than like a third, maybe a second at best or something like that. But you know, they have public perception to deal with, and they have got to find the perfect fit of a team that will give them most likely a player that has some name value and a pick. That's how they've got to do it. But they got to get this off the books. I think the Niners can make it done, but I don't think it's going to happen. You want to hear? I got something for you. This is fantastic. Pro Football Focus put out a hypothetical trade, and they did it just like a couple hours ago as we're recording this with all the trade stuff. And you want to hear what a hypothetical trade from Pro Football Focus looks like?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
The trade is with the Kansas City Chiefs. It would have the Chiefs receiving Julio Jones and a sixth round pick. Do you want to take a guess at what you think Atlanta receives?
Two, a three, and a three the following year.
That is really, really close and really, really good. A second, a third, and a six. So actually a little bit less than you said. So a second, a third, and a six. You don't think every team that wants offensive breakout? Like, I love the idea of a guy like Julio Jones being with San Francisco because I'm a homer and I love wideouts, but also to tutor these really young receivers and spread the field even more for a team that wants to win a championship. And by the way, get young guys all the weapons they should have. It's a glut of riches for a team like Kansas City to do it. They should absolutely do this. And I think there's other teams like Miami that has a young wide receiver, our young quarterback that could use big weapons and tutelage needed. I think every team should jump into this. So I wonder, is it so much that there isn't the right trade offer, or there's so many trade offers that exist out there? And then after you answer that, we've only got a minute, or we could do it on the other side. I can also tell you the potential landing spots that have been dictated by Jeff Schultz. But do you think there could just be so many offers of team? Everybody should be in this water, unless they don't have the cap space, of course, which I guess that's the ultimate problem.
I feel like this is not going to happen because of two reasons. The cap space, number one, and the time to trade players of Julio Jones's caliber is during the draft. So in my thought process, it's just really hard to get a deal done post-draft. I mean, you can, obviously.
Just focus on the next draft.
Yeah, you do. You focus
Atlanta
on
got
the next
Kyle
draft.
Pitts. They got a big offensive weapon to kind of replace. You
but
focus
most
on
teams
the next
are
one.
Making their plans for this season during the draft. Like, that's kind of your final, we got to get our roster right. You know, there's a couple guys we can cut. Maybe there's some big names we can cut if they're not performing in camp and all that stuff. But everyone who is most likely going to be on your roster from day one is on your roster the day after the draft. So for this to happen, I would be a little surprised, but because they're talking about it openly now, obviously makes it way less of a surprise at this point.
So I just don't.
I hope it does. I hope it does happen.
I get the logic of what you're saying, but like,
I'd love to see Calvin Ridley as a one. I'd love to see Kyle Pitts as an immediate option too. So let's get this deal done.
Teams are not hard-headed enough that they're not going to accept a great player to make their team better. When we come back and break, I will tell you the six teams that Jeff Schultz has put as possible.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Destinations for Julio Jones right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In This League.
What's this?
In This League.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
ITL back for a final segment here of hour two, which means I'm stepping out. Bubba's coming in hour three, so don't go anywhere. ITL rolls on. We were talking about the potential Julio Jones trade that exists out there. The Falcons want to move on, apparently, and they're talking openly about it. There's a lot of difficult things here. Bogman, are you ready for the six destinations that Jeff Schultz says that he thinks are possible fits?
I'll give you my quick, like, it could happen or no way as soon as you say them.
Okay. He says the best fit would be a young contending team with cap space. That makes sense. Number one, the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, that would be horrible for fantasy stuff, but it could happen.
The New England Patriots.
That's actually a really good one. Yeah, I would love to see that. Cam Newton and Julio or Mac Jones and Julio.
Yeah, they got capital, and I think they got stuff that players they could move. The Indianapolis Colts. The Colts love to move players. I think this one makes a lot of sense, too.
I feel like they're up against the cap, but maybe they're not. That one would be good, too. T.Y. Hilton as the number one is a little rough.
The Chargers.
Ooh.
Young team, young quarterback.
That would be great. Yeah. And Mike Williams is probably closer to an NFL 3 than an NFL 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Keenan Allen and Julio would be a great 1-2 punch for Herbert.
The Tennessee Titans.
That would be really good because Josh Reynolds is their number two right now. You know, Corey Davis off to the Jets. Then we have A.J. Brown there. So, yes, I would really like that one.
And the number six team, which actually was listed at number two, the San Francisco 49ers.
Niners can make sense, but I mean – How mad are you going to be that they drafted Trey Lance when Jimmy G wins the Super Bowl for them this year? You know, wouldn't that be hilarious?
No, I don't care. We won a Super Bowl. I don't care.
You win the Super Bowl. You don't care.
I don't care about anything.
You give up so much to get your future quarterback.
All good. We also trade for Julio Jones. Let's forkin'.
You could also trade Trey Lance. Yeah, you'd get a lot back.
I don't care, but let's do it. Kyle Shanahan knows him. Of all those guys, should be interested. Young team, cap space. My heart flutters with excitement. Guys, don't go anywhere. Hour three is coming up. I am out, but it's Bubba. It's Bogman. A full hour of goodness right here on In This League, right after the break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.